When you hear the movie title, Liz and Dick, you probably don't immediately think of Elizabeth Taylor, actress, icon, and multiple Oscar winner. No, you probably think of Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood's latest troublemaker slash party girl slash reckless child star that's all grown up. This is just one of the main problems out of many in the Lifetime TV movie, Liz and Dick. It doesn't do Elizabeth Taylor justice to be an Academy Award winner and be played by someone like Lindsay. Having such a highly publicized starlet play the legendary Elizabeth Taylor detracts from the quality and credibility of the film, which it already cannot afford to lose. Not to make this review all criticism of Lindsay, but every time I saw her on screen, the only thing I could think of was the crazy partier who had been arrested and put in rehab who knows how many times. Either that, or I was just picturing her as the sweet little girl from The Parent Trap. Now, Lifetime, do you really want viewers thinking about the messed up actors playing the lead when they watch a movie? Or do you want the audience actually paying attention to the plot and what's going on? On one hand, you might get high ratings from people curious to see Lohan's performance, but on the other, you have a leading lady that distracts from the plot of the film. Along with the casting, I don't really agree with the whole plot or focus of the film. It's all about the glamorous love affair between Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor throughout their years of working together. I doubt that either would want to be remembered only for being married or dating each other. What about the 40-something films they made together? Or the films they made individually? But no, Liz and Dick is only about their long, tumultuous relationship, not their many professional achievements. The one thing that I must admit Liz and Dick did almost flawlessly is the costume design. From Cleopatra to Virginia Woolf, the costumes for the different movies were almost exactly the same as those in the actual film. As for Elizabeth's wardrobe offset, the clothes really captured her essence of high fashion and her glamorous lifestyle. She is shown in very expensive attire, such as furs and ball gowns. But of course, the one piece of costuming that cannot be left out is the many diamond pieces ranging from earrings to necklaces to several different wedding rings. Elizabeth Taylor was well known for her love of diamonds, and the movie does portray that element of her life rather well. To tie this in with the main priority of the film, highlighting her love affair with Richard Burton, there are many scenes in which Elizabeth goes breathless while receiving a new piece of jewelry from Richard. For example, in this particular scene, she gasps at the opportunity to pick out anything from a large diamond store.
Look how beautiful.
Well, since we're here.
Really? Can I choose something?
Anything you like.
Anything.
For you, Elizabeth. Anything.
Liz and Dick shows an effort to try and make a good movie, but the pieces just didn't fall into place. In this review, it was hard to continuously refer to Lindsay Lohan's character as Elizabeth because I never really thought of her that way during the movie. Honestly, I never really had a moment when I was particularly drawn into the movie and began to appreciate and become interested in the story being told. When the star of the movie is more of a distraction than an asset, there's almost no way a movie can turn out well. And Liz and Dick did not.